When it comes to hard work, there's one important rule. Pick the right tool for the right job. That's why Chevy offers a family of Silverado pickup trucks designed just for the job. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
720 WGN. Happy Thursday, everyone. John Hansen here on Your Money Matters. It's Women's Small Business Month, and unfortunately, it's our last individual episode about this. We'll continue talking about this topic as we do throughout the year, but our focus on it this month has been sponsored by Republic Bank of Chicago, the bank for big business, small business, and your business. Whitney Simaglia, I can't believe the month is already over. Thanks for joining us again.
Thanks. It's been so much fun, too.
I think it's been a really important focus. Like I said, we talk to women small business owners all the time, and we talk about all sorts of issues. But having a month where you can identify, here are some maybe extra struggles that women-led businesses go through, and also, maybe even more importantly, here's how many women have overcome those or just really rocked it. I think it's been nice to have a month to reflect on this.
It's been great. I have really enjoyed it. I have loved having the opportunity to really understand how far we have come over the years, and to know that it's only going to get better from here.
Amen. Republic Bank, in what ways do you help businesses at large and specifically women-run businesses?
We are helping all small to medium-sized businesses, John, and that's no different to our women-owned businesses. We have a bank that offers resources for whatever needs that they have, whether that's a working line of capital, a real estate loan, or some sort of equipment financing, advice, whatever it is that they need. We really are a one-stop shop, and we're happy to be that partner for them.
A holistic approach to everything, right?
You got it.
Okay, so I'm going to have you hand over the phone to one of your women-owned businesses that you've worked with. Deanna Turpak joins us now. She is the executive director and co-founder of Soaring Eagle Academy. And maybe more importantly, Deanna, you're a fan of Your Money Matters and WGN Radio. Welcome to the show.
Hi, absolutely. This is a thrill. Great to meet you, John.
Yeah, for sure. I don't know if you were just lying to me in order to get a better segment here, but either way it worked, Deanna. I appreciate it.
Awesome.
So tell us a little bit about Soaring Eagle Academy. What's it all about?
Sure. So we are a not-for-profit, non-public therapeutic day school. We're located in Lombard. We're approved by the Illinois State Board of Ed. Truly, we're the only school in the world using a developmental language-based approach and serving students ages 5 through 22 with autism and other disorders of relating and communicating. And so students come to us when their public school district makes the decision that they're unable to meet their complex needs. And so we serve currently about 80 students and serve over 43 public school districts that send their kiddos to us. And we have over 150 highly trained, dedicated, licensed staff that are excited to be there to support our kids.
I love that. And not only a women-led business, it's a trio of founders,
yes.
Linda, Michelle, and yourself. What has this journey been like for the three of you?
Wow. Great question. So, yes, founded by three women. We're all speech-language pathologists, you know, who set out with a vision to create a one-of-a-kind school that would use this really unique approach to developmental language. You know, that's what our training is. That's the expertise we could bring. But language, you know, as humans, that is how we connect with others. It's more than producing words. It's our feelings. It's how we convey our ideas, how we connect to the world. And so we felt like it was critical to open a school that would really showcase the amazing capacities of kids and young adults with autism and look beyond what others saw as negative behaviors. You know, if you're familiar with autism in any way, you know, our kids live in bodies that don't process information or process their environment in the same way as we do, and they have a stress response as a result. And unfortunately, others see that as a negative behavior, and we, because of our training, we see it as communication. They're letting us know something's not right, and we have to figure out how to support them to be calm, engaged, and be ready for learning. And so we had to figure out how to do that and how to create this school.
And how to change as, you know, our understanding of things change, right? And we're learning more and more every day about autism and about developmental learning and language. So I don't mean to sum up all your work into a minute. What is developmental language? What do you mean by that?
Sure. So, you know, language is how we communicate ourselves to others, right? It's how we share ideas, how we share the contents of our mind, and how we make ourselves known to everyone, and how we comprehend the world around us and how we can be a part of that world. And so for our kids with autism, you know, language looks a little different. They communicate differently. They communicate with their actions. And I think that's what makes our school amazing is we have staff that understand that. They watch what our kids look at, what they stand next to, what they touch, and they acknowledge it and join them in that and let them know, we understand, that's what you're interested in. And that's, our kids then feel understood, they feel heard, they feel competent. And actually, one of our most recent graduates just said that one of his biggest memory will be of our staff that supported him and how it made the staff make him feel. You know, it's about feeling competent. We all want to feel competent.
Amen to that. And we want someone listening and not, you know, judging us because we're having a difficult time communicating.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
I got to ask, obviously you have a passion for this. Linda and Michelle do too. The business side of things is always a whole other animal, right? If you've ever opened a small business, it's like, I have a passion. Oh wait, all these numbers, this is not fun. How has Republic Bank helped you guys in this avenue?
Absolutely. So I think, you know, it's been a journey. Before we met Republic Bank, I wish we would have met them, you know, from the very beginning. It took us 6 years to open our school.
Wow.
We had to become a 501c3 not-for-profit, and who knows how to do that, right? So we had to find great attorneys who would, and they did it pro bono. We were so lucky, believed in our mission. We had to build a board of directors, research how do you become a school, work with Illinois State Board of Ed to determine the requirements, and then, yes, that last piece, funding. How to raise funds when you are starting a school that is using an approach not done anywhere in the world and help others believe that this can be viable. We can make a difference. And hire staff, right, that can do this amazing work. And so early on, we raised funds from, you know, donors, individual families who believed in us and those that they knew that wanted the school to open. But we knew we needed much more than that. And as we grew, we met Whitney and Republic Bank, and I was so impressed by Whitney and her genuine care for people in the community and our mission, and was there to be a partner, a resource. And that's how we initially started our relationship, gave us lots of resources, and realized we need to bring our banking there. And as we grow, we probably need some lending. Because we have a very unique funding structure as a non-public school, and Whitney understood that.
I love that, Deanna. I wish we could talk more and more. I'm glad that we could have a testimonial for Republic Bank, because I've heard that too, and it's great to hear from your voice. SoaringEagleAcademy.org is where people can learn more, or if perhaps they have someone that they want to enroll in the school, you're able to do that. And I also just want to note, it's so amazing that Linda got her master's at U of I, you got yours at NIU, and Michelle at Northwestern. You guys are hitting up all the schools here in Illinois for your advanced degrees. I just saw that in the bio. I was like, oh, nice work. Shout out to all of our fine
awesome
Illinois institutions. Deanna, it's been a pleasure. I hope we get to chat again soon, okay?
Absolutely. And please, I welcome everyone. Come for a visit. Check out our website. Join us. Make a donation if you feel so led. Would love to show you our magical school.
And that's a great point, too. We're coming up on the holiday season when people are thinking about donations. Consider Soaring Eagle Academy in that calculation. Love that conversation, and appreciate Republic Bank for being with us every step of the way this month to help celebrate Women's Small Business Month. Okay, we're going to take a break. We have the news coming up on WGN.